Yes, reading from 1 Peter chapter 3, and starting at verse 15. In your hearts, set apart Christ as Lord. Always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have. But do this with gentleness and respect, keeping a clear conscience, so that those who speak maliciously against your good behavior in Christ may be ashamed of their slander. Amen.
That reading talks about giving an account of the hope that we have, and that people can accuse us of doing wrong, but our lives show that what we're saying is right, and this is really what testimony is about. In the book of Acts, you have first the action, and then you have the testimony. So the disciples speak in tongues, and people go, what's going on here? And then Peter explains. And then the man is healed at the beautiful gate. And then Peter yet again explains to the crowd what has happened. The act comes first, and then there's the testimony of what's going on. And we thought it would be a good idea to have testimonies at the end of this series, people of, and ask whether people would want to express what something within that series has meant to them. And so we have three testimonies. First, Dave Mainwaring will come up, and then Michaela, and then we'll have a video with Charlotte. So I'd like to invite Dave to come up. Thank you, my friend.
You'll be pleased to know that I've written it down so that I don't go on too long. And I'm following my favourite hymn that we sing. And I love to sing the reverse of that. Through it all, his eyes are on me. I decided to testify today because I was particularly inspired by two sermons in the series, People of Prayer and a People of Gifts. And I want to share with you why. God has been challenging me recently quite hard to live a whole Christian life, not to divide it up into little sections. For example, I don't have what might be called a prayer life, but I do pray a lot as part of this whole Christian experience. The Apostle Paul says, pray without ceasing. It's not such a crazy idea as part of a whole Christian life. Just talk to God any time of the day you feel like it. Chill with God any place, any time. Why was I inspired about these two subjects? Well, this is direct direction God wants us to go. Prayer and the Holy Spirit form a large part of our church vision. But I'm only going to talk about gifts this morning because of time constraints. Paul opened up for us, that's Paul Davis, not Paul the Apostle, opened up for us scripture and outlined the gifts of the Spirit, some of them. He remarked there could be a whole sermon on each gift, and he's right. The gifts of the Spirit, for me, also form part of this whole life experience that God's challenging me about. Paul asked each of us to seek an understanding of what gifts we have. Have you done that? Maybe you've just forgotten to do it. Maybe that's convenient. I believe that I have been given three gifts, and I don't take credit for any of them. In fact, I'm simply overawed by them. They are words of prophecy, words from Father, tongues, which so far I've only used in private prayer, but who knows? and the gift of encouragement. I'm hungry for more, but I don't know whether I shall get them. Let me make it clear that if you have sought what gifts you have and you have one gift, it is as valuable, possibly more so, than my three in God's eyes. He distributes them at his will and for his purpose. I'm very conscious that these gifts must not ever bring merit to me. And that's how it should be. They simply bring glory to God. Just think what this church could be like if we realize our full potential. And experiencing the gifts of the Spirit in our gatherings will become the norm. But do not fear, God is in control. I was touched a bit by David's notes in the newsletter this week that God may want to do a bit of rewilding, take away control from us and restore it to his hands. Read Acts chapter 2 to see what he said about the coming of the Holy Spirit. One thing among many is your old men shall dream dreams. I am old. And somewhat encouraged. Maybe you're going to tell me that you've been a Christian a long time and you're too old to start all this gift stuff. In the light of Paul's sermon, I want to challenge you not to accept that position. And here is why. And I'm going to ask you a question, and I expect you to respond without embarrassment. Hands up all of those of you who are under 76 years old. That's most of you. You can put your hands down now. I want you to know that I was 76 when I received my first word from Father. And I'm still getting them. So if you're over 76, and I can see at least one person here who is, you're in with a chance as well. It's never too late for anyone in God's purpose. This is what Father said to me when I was on holiday for this church, before the sermon on gifts was even spoken. My children, be released from the shackles of comfort into the wonders of my glorious Holy Spirit, that you may by this receive the power to have a mighty effect on the community that surrounds you. Rise up in my glory and be fearless in proclaiming the glory of God Almighty to those who are seeking me in secret. There is nothing that can stand against my spirit. Get used to the extraordinary and reject the ordinary. I was inspired by the sermon on gifts because it served to make me feel hungry, not just for me, but for the whole church. Go and find the gifts. Watch us grow. Not just in numbers, but in spirit. Be blessed by these two sermons. If necessary, listen to them again on the church website and be blessed again. Amen.
Well, thank you for that encouragement today to the whole church to look to God for his gifting. Thank you. Now, Michaela.
I have to say, I had completely forgotten about this until you mentioned it 5 minutes ago. But thank the Lord that I had prayed about it last week, so I had a good idea what he wanted me to share with you all. So to do that last song, I've just been frantically praying, Lord God, is there anything else that you want me to say this morning and not what I thought it was last week? So thank you, Dave. That was wonderful. I think it's never too late. And I just want to say that, you know, I do work in the ministry. We all work in ministry, but I work in a ministry. So people often, I hope not, but I have sometimes worry that people see me as people in ministry as, you know, really holy and super religious, and they've got all their ducks in a row. And you know what? None of us have got our ducks in a row. We're all very much flawed, and God is working in our hearts and our lives every single day. And I have much to do and a long road to go. And often and every day I have to get right with God with the things that I fall with. But my walk with God really only started 3 years ago, even though I've been a Christian since I was nine. I've been a Christian for 36 years, but I really only jumped in 2 feet for God sort of 3 years ago. And he has really taken that step of faith and ran with it. And I've seen amazing things. I've seen God do incredible things. And I have been inspired through this series by a few things, really. And one of them is a people of serving. And I really want to just share a few examples of how God multiplies and brings back to you and to others and for his kingdom blessings when we serve, step out and serve. I just want to read one verse to you, and that is Luke 6:38. Give and it will be given to you, a good measure, pressed down, shaken together and running over, will be poured into your lap, for with the measure you use, it will be measured to you. And I really believe that that's the truth. And I've just got a few examples I wanted to share with you about how God has just done this in my life in the last 2 months, actually. So I've tried to use examples that are recent. So the first one is throughout the last sort of 20 years, I have been that person who has always just wanted more things, you know. Until God started to work in my life, I was always that person that wanted a better salary, a bigger house, a nicer car. I just wanted those material things because I thought that's what success was. But over this past 3 years, God has been gradually working in my life to reduce that desire for money, and he's been doing it so gently and so graciously, to the point now that I have a salary which is a fraction of what I used to have. And you know what? God has never He has always provided everything we need. In fact, I think we have more now than we ever have had before, in terms of blessings and just satisfaction and just joy in life. And that's amazing. But I wanted to share you a quick example of just how God has used giving as a way of blessing me. So over the past year or so, he's been on at me quite constantly to give to others. And this has been something that I would never have done. You know, years ago, tithing for me would have been a struggle. I'd been like, I can't, I need this money. This is, you know, mine. But over the past few years, God has been really just encouraging me to step out and give. Now, I don't say this with a look at me, this is not the purpose. What I want to demonstrate is how God blesses when we step out and give to others. So just recently, I was out walking, prayer walking, and he just dropped into my heart a situation and a figure. And all I'm going to say is that figure was way beyond what I would have ever dreamt. And it was literally a year's missions money that I'd saved for a mission that was coming up. And I was just like, Lord, this is, I've never stepped out of the boat in this way before. And literally for 24 hours, I wrestled with this thing. And I was just like, I can't. And it was God. And I was just like, Lord, if this is really you saying and not just my crazy brain, please let me know that it's you. And I just heard him say, just do it. Just be obedient. So I did. And I thought, okay, Lord, I've given you my whole year's missions money. I've got a mission coming up in August. I've got no money. I don't know how. And I just felt him say, you know, I will provide. And somebody actually came to me and said, you know, God is going to provide for you for what you need. And a few weeks later, I was getting rid of my car, and I have my new car now. But when I went and had it valued, I actually owed them £800 or £900 for my car. I was like, oh, not only have I given away my missions money, but I actually owe them £900 to give my car back. Well, a month later, I went back to them with my final settlement figure, and they said, look, you're not going to believe this, but I've just done a quick check on your car. And I don't know what's happened in the space of the month, but your car is worth £900. I was like, what? He said, yeah, I don't believe it. I had to check it myself. I've checked it three times. We actually owe you money. I was like, I just had a little chuckle to myself and thought, this is amazing. So that is just one example of how God just blesses. You know, when we give to others and we give away, it's like that, the widow with the mite, you know, when you give what you have, all you have, God just goes, right, I'm just going to pour out blessing on you because you've been obedient. And God has been so amazing. You know, he's replaced all of the money that I gave, and he's just given me more. So my missions money is still there. And, you know, he's still blessing me with all sorts of, in crazy ways. And I just, like I said, it's not for me to say, look at me, it's not like that. But what I want to encourage you is, if God speaks and says, bless someone, do it. Because he's just going to pour back into you twice over, if not more. So that's a stepping out in faith. But in terms of serving, there was also an incident which happened about a month and a half ago, where, so I work from home, and part of my ministry is to take incoming prayer requests, and I pray with people over the phone. And this particular day, I was super busy, and I was just like, I do not have time for the phone to ring today. I've just got so much to do. And the phone rang, and it was a lady on the phone, and she rings me often for prayer, different prayer things. And I just thought, oh, Lord, I don't have time for this today. And God, and I just felt God convict me and say, answer it, because she needs you. She needs prayer. And so I did, and we chatted, and it turns out that her daughter had just given birth. A newborn baby was just 2 weeks old, and she had a lump right down. She had a hernia, this two-week-old baby, and the mum was frantic and just at the point of just, you know, rushing to A&E with this baby who was so sick. And this lady was like, Mac, I just really need you to pray for her. You know, just pray, just that God will heal. And I was like, okay, God, I'm just going to give this my best shot. I'm going to give you my best prayer. I know I've been busy, and I know I haven't wanted to pray today for someone, but, you know, I'm going to give this my best prayer. And, you know, I got on my knees, and I just prayed everything that I had, healing in the name of Jesus over this little baby. And you know what? 2 hours later, I got a phone call saying, you know what? We've just taken the baby to A&E. The lump disappeared the moment you prayed for it. They can't find anything wrong with this baby. She is completely healed. And I just give all glory to God for that. I just thank the Lord that even in our moments when we are just like, Lord, I really don't want to do this, you know, again, he just steps in with his graciousness and just goes, you know what? I'm gonna show my power. I'm gonna show my love for all my people. And he just stepped in and just totally healed this tiny baby. And so it's just incredible. And the last one I want to share with you is, again, it's about serving, a people of serving. And I work for an evangelistic ministry, which involves a lot of missions on the streets. Now, here's a little secret that you may not know. I hate street work. I hate being out on the streets, not because I hate sharing the gospel, but because I'm actually incredibly shy. I'm a real introvert. And actually, the thought of approaching somebody on the street just fills me with fear. Once that barrier is broken, I can happily share Jesus with anyone. In fact, if you put a million people in front of me, I will share Jesus, no problem. I will just give it my best shot. But you make me physically approach someone on the street, and it's just like, I've just turned into like a five-year-old. I literally can't do it. And so anyway, I was encouraged to go on to a mission to Leicester last month, and I went out on the streets on the first day, and I tried to break through that fear and go up to people and share. And you know what? Nobody came to Jesus through me chatting to them that day, and I felt so discouraged. And the next morning, I just sat with my friends, and I shared my heart about how discouraged I felt. And you know what? They just came around me and encouraged me, and they just prayed for me. And I went out that day just renewed and just thinking, okay, God, this is not about me. This is about you. This is about your word and the fact that your word doesn't return void. And I came away that day having led 5 people to Jesus, which was just amazing. So I was so blessed and encouraged that, again, that in my weakness, God had stepped in and just done everything that I had needed and had prayed for. And I just want to encourage you that I know there's lots of different situations here, but, you know, God will take everything you give and multiply it back for his glory. And there is nothing given that is wasted. Nothing. It doesn't matter what area you're serving in, whether it's your gifting, if you're praying, or if you're just encouraging or hospitality, every single area of your life, God will take and use to magnify his glory in his kingdom. So thank you.
Thank you, Mac. It's great. Miracles do happen. We in our modernistic world sometimes think that they don't, but they do. And so thank you for that. It's very encouraging to hear. So could we have the video?
Well, morning, and for those of you who don't know me, my name's Nick, and I'm one of the pastors here. Unfortunately, I'm not with you in the service today, as I usually am, because we're having to isolate because of the COVID restrictions. But I hope that you're enjoying the service, and listening to these testimonies will really encourage you. And we thought it'd be really great to hear from Charlotte, who actually has been part of our Alpha course. She's been one of our attendees. And so we've invited her to come and share a little bit this morning with regard to what she thinks about Alpha and what difference Alpha and becoming a Christian has had in her life. Excuse me. So, Charlotte, let's go address that first question. So what do you think, what's your thoughts about Alpha?
Well, before starting the course, I kind of heard a bit and I knew roughly what it was about, but I didn't fully know. But it was something that came up and I thought, I'm going to find out more about. And it just so happened when I inquired that there was a course about to start. So that was quite fortunate. So so I didn't quite know what to expect, but everyone was really welcoming. And I found it a really informative experience, and kind of learned way more than I thought I was going to. And I found it very inspiring as well. And the team were really good at explaining things, and it was really good to hear about things from lots of different people's experience, because sometimes that helped you understand more. Mm-hmm. So as well as what I learned through the kind of videos and how people explain things, and it shared how it impacted on their own lives, also made everything make much more sense and make it a much better experience and finding out about everything in more detail. And it was good with the other participants being on the course as well.
Yeah, good. Obviously this time it was a bit more, well, for the church, a bit more unusual because we did it over Zoom. And I think, what was that like?
That was okay, because I think by the time we were doing it, we'd all got quite used to it. So I think if it would been at the beginning of the kind of pandemic period, it would feel a lot stranger, but it's kind of the new way of life now. So yeah, it was fine. You still felt you could engage with people well. But it was also nice when we did get a chance to meet in person as well. That was a good experience. So yeah, doing it on Zoom, it was fine. It all went well.
Great. And now, obviously, for some people may not know what Alpha is, so I'll quickly just say Alpha is run by, it's a course promoted by HTB, which is a big church in London, headed by Nikki Gumbel. And really, it's an opportunity to hear about Jesus and the Christian faith. And then you go through a course looking at various subjects and things like, who is Jesus? What about prayer, Bible? How does God heal today? Lots of different things. And like the weekend, when we got together, we had a morning when we spent time in church together and we looked at the Holy Spirit. So it's opportunities to look at various subjects done through video and then helped by a team locally. And that was myself and a few others from the church. So anyway, moving on for questions. The next question, Charlotte, is, so what difference, because over the course you've become a Christian, what difference has that made in your life?
First of all, I needed to kind of understand things a bit more, because like I said, I didn't really understand it. And then I think the biggest impact that I can remember having is when I suddenly thought, I actually kind of understand things a little bit more. And I think coming into it, I think at the beginning of the course, we'd said something about having a God-shaped hole in your life kind of thing. I think that kind of came up. And I think that was me. I just felt a little bit lost in a big world, although I was getting on with my day-to-day life, I knew what I was doing, but I did feel a little bit kind of lost. And I think the biggest impact was that it just kind of suddenly everything made a little bit more sense. I understood the purpose of everything a bit further, I understood my purpose a bit more, and I just felt, I've got a direction and I'm not on my own in life.
Yeah, cool. And when you mean you're not on your own in life, What do you mean by that?
Well, sorry, say that again.
You're saying you've just said there that you're not on your own in life. Is that because you're sort of saying, well, because obviously you've heard more about Jesus and you think now you've said, right, he's part of my life now and I know that he's with me.
Yeah, absolutely. That's exactly it. And I think, again, because obviously we're talking about kind of the impact on, because I've been coming along to church as well. And so I've listened to some of the recent services on that. And I think one of the weeks that we're talking about kind of knowing your shepherd kind of thing. And then, so I think that I kind of needed to find out more. I needed to read the Bible. I need to understand more about Jesus. And then I just then thought, then having that in my life and understanding it, and then so having Jesus in my life had made the big difference.
Yeah, good, and I know one of the weeks we were talking about the Bible and you were very interested in that, and in fact from that one you then said, I'm gonna go and buy my own Bible, and and we then talked about the Bible app. So do you want to share a bit more about that?
I think that did make a big difference, because So I ended up kind of actually reading the Bible, which I hadn't really ever done before. And then I also started listening to the Bible in a year. So I do find, I do that every day now. I do find like 20 minutes in the morning when everything's still. And so I do get a chance to listen to that. And I have been reading the Bible. And I think there was one week where, because you were talking about it kind of being a living book, and then I was reading it one day, and it was about a passage about where there was a storm and they're in a boat, and everyone was like, everything's a bit troublesome here, and then I think Jesus stood up and said, you know, it's fine, it's all okay. And that kind of really spoke to me, because it just seems, again, it's that guidance. And sometimes you kind of feel a bit, you know, anxious and lost and kind of thing. You think, no, you don't have to, you know, it's all okay. You know, you're not on your own, that, you know, just take life in a stride, because, you know, there's a bigger picture. You've got the guidance of Jesus. And so that had a big impact.
Great. Good. And I suppose the last question I'm going to ask you, which you're not prepared for, but would be, If somebody was talking to you about potentially going on an Alpha course, what would you say?
If someone was talking about going and do the course,
I'd
absolutely encourage them, even if you don't really know why you want to do it, or even if just want to have a little bit more understanding, just hear about things and chance to discuss things. So even if you don't quite know why, it is really good to go, and it is a really good experience, and you'd be very welcomed.
Brilliant. Well, thanks, Charlotte, for being willing. It's quite an experience to stand and be interviewed and in front, well, obviously not quite in front of everybody, but to have it then shown to everybody in church, and it's gone outline on the internet. So thank you so much for sharing, and every blessing.
Thank you.